Welcome, and thank you for checking out the first episode of Jesse Unplugged, featuring your host, Jesse Anderson. This will be a monthly insight into the world of Jesse and all of his friends from the world of the music industry, the wrestling industry, his everyday life, and it's just going to be an interesting chat with good people and good content. I want to thank you so much for checking out Jesse Unplugged, and if you are interested in being a guest or maybe sponsoring the show, all you got to do is hit Jesse up on Twitter. That's at Jesse Anderson, Anderson with an E-N, 39, the number 39. So at Jesse Anderson 39. And without further ado, the inaugural episode of Jesse Unplugged. Hey everybody, welcome to Jesse Unplugged. This is a brand new podcast. We're going to try to do it monthly for you. And Jesse Anderson is your host. Everybody, please, a warm welcome to Jesse Anderson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I know I may sound a little bit rusty because it's been quite a long time since I've done a podcast, but I want to thank you for taking the time to come all the way out to my parents to do this.
Hey, it's a pleasure. It's a beautiful summer day. It's down to 70 degrees. Sun is shining. There's a breeze going. And, we're right by the train tracks. This is a really nice place they've got here.
So. Yeah. Surprisingly, this used to belong to my grandmother, my mom's mom.
Oh, really? Nice. So it's been in the family for a little while?
Yes, it has.
That's awesome. It's right in the middle of town. It's a cool town, too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I see you go to that bar to see your buddy Tommy Else, right?
Yeah, Northside.
Northside, okay. Nice.
And I like the fact that it has Wi-Fi, too.
That's
I've been
awesome.
Coming on Wi-Fi not
nice
these days.
But you're like everybody else, always on their phone, even when they're out.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, I think the cat's out of the bag on that. I think everybody does that, even at concerts. It's just something you got to live with. But it's a lot cooler having a phone. You could
that's true.
You can get lost, and you can call somebody. You get a map. There's a lot of things you can do with a phone nowadays.
I know that is true.
Yeah. So if you're hearing a little bit of train noise, just bear with us. We are right across the street from the tracks. But, so this is the inaugural, which is just a big word for first, episode of Jesse's new podcast. So,
yes.
Oh, by the way, I'm Andy Dare, and I'm going to be producing this thing, going to do it monthly, and I'll put it up at andydare.com on iTunes. And, if you like what you hear, tell a friend. So.
I'm pretty sure all my fans would love hearing it, too. Just to hear me.
Nice. Just to get a little insight into your...
Yeah, and just to hear me again.
Yeah. So, I guess it's been 4 or 5 months, you said, since you've done a podcast. Can you fill everybody in on what went down?
Well, I guess I'll keep it short and simple. The producer of TRN wanted to take the Rebellion Network in a different direction, and he thought that he felt that I wasn't really I don't know what the word is. He didn't think I had the ability to continue. He just kept telling me to go into improv over and over and over, and it's like, for one thing, I never had any interest in doing improv, and I'm not saying improv sucks. I totally respect all my friends who are in improv right now, especially you, Jamie Campbell. You're an awesome improvist, but I just didn't like how he was forcing me into it. And you know, like I said, I'm not into it, big on it, and I didn't want to pay like $500 off. Just all flat.
Sure.
And just...
Well, it's got to be something that you really, really, really want to do if you want to be an improv
comedian.
I just
felt I was being forced into it. And I'm... Of course, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm guessing the fact that that next new right-hand man is probably done improv already is probably why he... is going in that direction, that you have to have improv experience.
Okay, yeah.
That's, And there's just a lot of other things, too, is another, of course I may be wrong, but have you ever heard that word consistency?
Sure, yeah.
And I guess it's my social behavior is that when people start hanging out with me a lot, I get used to it, but when the hanging out stops, that worries me.
Gotcha.
And it just worries me, you know, like thinking something's wrong, you know, and all that, and just felt, you know, I don't know what.
I think I feel what you're going for with that, but yeah, Nick seemed like a really nice guy when he had us over, when he had me over.
Yeah, I respect him still. And just, and it just, I know it sounds silly to want, but I was looking for the like aura that he still wanted to be friends with me and hang out. And he kept saying, whether I go into improv to continue podcasting or if I choose not to do improv and therefore withdraw from podcasting, he either way, he said we would still be friends.
Nice.
But I just, he never invited me to hang out, and there are times when he refused to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's I had done some stuff and said some stuff, which I'm very sorry for. I even have reached out to him a couple times to apologize, even be the bigger man and apologize.
Sure.
And he would never, and he just refused to talk to me. And there I had, I had to go all the way to his place. And he didn't appreciate that at all. I had to go to his place to see what was up.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think we shouldn't talk anymore, which I, of course I respect, but for some reason, I didn't get any real closure because I still need to wanted to have the face-to-face.
Sure.
Because it was like, it seemed like he was saying everything he wanted to say, but he wasn't giving me a chance to express my feelings.
I got you.
And there was a lot of other stuff. Like, he promised me I would have my own little TRN side project called TRN Music.
Sure.
Which never ended up happening because of the improv thing. And also, another certain podcast episode that he promised that would happen, but I'm very thankful that you have offered your services for that, but I don't want to talk about too much right now.
Sure, yeah. Well, I do appreciate you coming to me, and yeah, I did one episode on your old podcast. Seemed like a good experience, and yeah, you're just moving on, looking for other things to talk about, and
yes.
Yeah, I'll be willing to definitely do a monthly show with you. I can either come out to Glen Ellyn, you can come by Westmont, where I'm based out of, or I can come downtown. I got a handheld recorder and a laptop. It's pretty easy to throw it in a backpack and get anywhere.
Right,
so.
I'm willing to be honest with you, I'm willing to, for my next one, I'm willing to come out, if you would like, and
sure.
We could just do that Buffalo Wild Wings place.
Nice.
They still have been around.
Nice. That sounds like fun. And yeah, so it's been a bunch of months since you've actually talked to any of your listeners. What have you been up to in the last couple months?
You know, I've just been working a lot, trying to save some money for something big. You know, and just, like I said, moving on. And I haven't really found Mr. Right yet, but I've had some, you know, I've had a few bites.
A few prospects.
Prospects. Prospects.
Yeah.
I have a few prospects.
But nothing, you're still looking for it, so.
Yeah, just like, one seems like most of them just want to be friends with benefits. I'm like, at first, I guess I just didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like I'm ready to just forget about that friends with benefits thing and just move on to something that would build up.
Gotcha. How did you feel about the whole the president legalizing gay marriage? It's a pretty big move.
Well, I mean,
would you ever expect that to happen? And
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not in a sense for me because I'm a late bloomer into the gay community, but I feel it great. I feel that it's great for great news for the people who have probably been together for like 5 to 10 years, to like 20 plus years.
Sure.
Who have, many of the gay and lesbian couples who have probably waited so many decades, and now this chance finally comes, and they can finally
put a name on it, right?
Yeah.
Make it official.
Yeah, make it official. I'm happy for it.
So, yeah, my hat's off to them. And, yeah, big. You can say what you will about Barack Obama, but he's made some progressions forward. And he found Osama bin Laden. And I feel like the economy's doing better. I've told Jesse a million times I'm not a political guy. I don't really follow politics that much. I don't watch the debates, really.
You don't even really watch about the sports because I was trying to come to you about that one thing going on with that team.
Oh, it was the Blackhawks.
Yeah, they were. That one team was kicking out or prohibiting Blackhawk fans from wearing their jerseys.
Sure.
And it was it's like, I wanted to do that with TRN, but that's when the whole
thing about the whole debacle. Okay, yeah.
Started, then, and also I came to you, but then you were like a couple times, and then you finally said that you weren't big on the sports stuff.
Well, I'm pretty big on sports stuff. It's just that one topic I couldn't really squeeze that much out of. But if we had a list of stuff like we do today, I think it's a lot easier to go
forward.
Yeah,
and maybe I'll do that like once a month. Each month I'll try to put a piece together of some stuff that, like stuff going on with me or stuff I've heard or stuff I...
Yeah, like bands you listen to. I just saw that you, or you told me last week that you went to a concert. What was that?
It was a band called The Inventors, who I'm very close friends with.
Nice.
And they played at the Empty Bottle.
Sweet.
I thought it was a really nice venue.
Nice. Oh, yeah, you've never been there before?
Nope.
Nice.
Difficult. An odd place to be, you know, but...
There's no chairs, they just have that steps on the side, and it's kind of just cramped, but it's a nice place.
Well, there's a bar, I said, people can sit in, but...
Gotcha.
Then, I'm seeing... Tonight, I get to see Lever.
Nice.
At the Subterranean. And on Saturday, I see Vendors again at House of Blues.
Nice. So how did you get in touch with these two bands? What made them your favorites of the new Chicago rock scene?
Well, I have to give a major shout-out to Freelance.
Nice. A wrestling promotion.
Yes.
Similar to your ex-wrestling promotion, Resistance Pro Wrestling, right?
Yeah, which is headed by the talented Chris Michael Castro.
Oh, okay.
And Nick Alvarez. I think it's Nicholas Alvarez.
Goes by Matt Nix, though.
Matt Nix. Yeah. Well, the first night I went, I was with Nick and some TRN people. And then I see the opening act because they do it. It's like they do a few matches that a band plays.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I discovered Liver.
Nice.
Then on the next day or whatever, I wrote on their Facebook page, I saw you last night at the Abbey. I thought you guys were awesome.
Nice.
And I did a podcast with Jesse Roll about them and how... I guess they were so taken away when I said, so watching them at the Abbey reminded me of watching my brother during the Gish era at the Metro.
Really? That's high praise. That's awesome.
And that blew him away.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's high praise coming from you. And the Abbey Pub's an awesome venue. There's been a Bar Rescue episode cut there. You should look that up on the internet.
Okay, cool.
It was early on, like their first season or something, and they rescued the Abbey Pub. And
I'm surprised. I still haven't seen the Bar Rescue episode of the Local 22 place.
Oh, you haven't? No?
Because supposedly people kept telling me on Facebook about... Mm-hmm. But it wasn't my place. that my bar I go to. I don't think you've been there yet.
No.
Blue Frog, but there was a place called, it used to be called Blue Frog 22.
Okay.
And it's basically, it was like, Doug read the same, where nostalgic stuff all
sure
on the ceiling like it is there. Kind of a divey place.
Okay.
But they,
but then they got upscale and like more fancy for like rich young professionals.
I guess John Taffer suggested that they amped the place up to make it, like you said, more upscale for the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. It's a good show. Every episode's kind of similar where he
hates
it at first.
That show. I watch it religiously.
Same, yeah, Sunday night, I like that, and Catch a Contractor.
I always follow it because you...
I'm a big Corolla fan, if you don't know. Yeah.
I watch that show too. It's funny.
Yeah, I mean, like my dad was a landlord, and we've had that where you pay for work being done on stuff, and then they completely stiff you and leave your house looking terrible. So, yeah, it's good they can actually.
I'm surprised
make
it actually
come
takes
back.
That many days.
Yeah,
for I guess
40
it doesn't.
Days or so?
I guess it doesn't even seem like it because it's only an hour long show.
Sure,
but they probably cut it
up way up. Yeah. But, yeah, so there's some good TV out. And The Inventors, you're going to go see, what's the show tonight, Lever?
Yes.
Where's that at?
At the Subterranean.
Nice. So, yeah, if you see Jesse, say hi. Oh, yeah, this actually won't be out till Saturday. So never mind. And Jesse's dog is making a cameo. What's her name, by the way?
A snowflake, but we call her Snow, for
Snow.
Sure.
Nice. What was it? 2 weeks ago, I saw your brother Billy and the Smashing Pumpkins with Marilyn Manson. And while I was never a huge Marilyn Manson fan, he totally won me over because, man, that guy puts in a lot of work in an hour set.
I got to see him live in concert once.
Nice.
Talk about very different fan base.
Sure.
Guys in leather jackets.
I think it's a good mix of the Pumpkins are not that crazy Marilyn Manson fans. They are pretty crazy, but they all got along on Friday night, which was cool. And it was a great venue, the Northerly Island Bank Pavilion. One way you're looking, you see the skyline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one way you see the skyline of Chicago, the other way you see the lake. So it was.
I thought they were like, thinking to myself, when was there ever a pavilion near Adler?
Yeah, it was called the Miggs Field. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. But I guess Daly decided to, because supposedly all about that, what happened on September 11th, he hired contractors to come in the middle of the night.
I heard that.
But big X's on the runway.
Yeah, that's crazy. So did that really happen on September 11th? Really?
No, it didn't happen. But a few days after.
Nice.
Because the scare of planes coming and going close to Chicago skyline.
Sure.
And that's why he did that. People hated it.
Yeah, at the time. But now it seems like it's a pretty nice venue.
That's cool.
Pretty cool place to go.
Yes.
But they put on a great set. I did a review for Chicagoist.com. Put that up. And
the way the show is named, seems like Marilyn Manson must be ending soon.
Well, yeah, the end times, I mean, is that a Bible reference, or what is, that's a more of a religious thing, right?
Maybe it could be, because the way it sounds is like, Marilyn Manson is probably going to be closing shop soon, or maybe it's different, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they're still, is he pretty much the same age as Billy around, or something, so they got a lot of life left, and then they're not even 50,
they're probably
right?
Just a bit. Must be a biblical term then.
Look at the Mick Jaggers who are, 72 or something and still rocking.
Rolling Stones?
Yeah. Those guys are still going. They probably got another 10, 15 years left. So, yeah.
I saw them in concert once at Soldier Field. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see them. Yeah.
It's like, I felt like the baby in the crowd.
Nice.
All these people are probably in their late 40s, early 50s.
Sure.
Or so. Going there, screaming like, and all these old women screaming like little girls.
Nice, losing their minds over Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, any band that can be around for... that's funny, somebody just sent me a tweet telling me a record store in Glen Ellen. Oh, I must have tweeted that I was coming here. I'm a big record freak. I collect them all the time, CDs and records.
It seems like a lot of SP fans hold that one day religiously, that new record day.
Sure.
They always go into the record store. You know what I'm talking about, right? I just don't know the full name of it.
The record store day in April? Or what? Or
yeah, or some. Because I have a friend whose name is Chris P. I just call him Chris P.
Sure, Chris P. Trini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, you were
at the Thalia Hall show. Yeah.
And he's going and do some R&R and shopping for records. I'm like, man, I tried doing that with my brother Billy in Australia once. Boring.
You're not a big record shopper, no?
I do all my music shopping on iTunes.
That's what I figured, yeah. But he still gets vinyl, though, your brother?
Yeah, right? he even ended up buying one of those mini record players.
Okay.
While we were in Australia.
Nice. Does he have a huge collection?
I'm pretty sure he does.
Nice. But you're bored by it, you know?
Yeah, I'm just not a big record store guy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I like to go get my stuff on iTunes.
Right on the phone or the computer. Yeah. Instant.
Instant, you know?
See, I like having something you can hold in your hand and look at the liner notes and look at the pictures. Like, Melancholy in The Infinite Sadness has got a gorgeous booklet. It's got pictures, lyrics, I like learning all that stuff. I'm a music nerd, though, and that's what my show's about. So
that's cool.
But Jesse's been on my show a couple times, and it's going to be about 5 years since I've been doing that. Want to thank Jesse for being a fan of the show. And the Jay Porks Experience is also a podcast we do. He's out of Staten Island, New York City. He is a waiter, and he is a concert fanatic. So he does a show. We post him every Tuesday night. Jesse, you should probably check it out. And I'll be doing a monthly show live with Jesse, or Jesse Unplugged. Looking forward to doing more of these. So I think we're about ready to call this one, though. You're still doing the Twitter a little bit, right?
I'm no longer Jesse TRN because I just decided if I'm still going to be on Twitter, I wanted to have a Twitter that wasn't affiliated to anything.
Sure.
The other one was first affiliated to our pro, then it was affiliated to TRN, but so I'm still only at 38, so I'm trying to slowly work my way back up to 5-something.
Yeah, let's follow him. Everybody follow him. It's Jesse Anderson. What's the numbers at the end?
39.
Jesse Anderson, 39. Anderson with an E-N.
Yes, but please remember it's the first letter of my first and last name are capital.
Gotcha. Does that matter?
Yes, it does.
Okay, gotcha.
Because you won't be able to find my name then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you mentioned Resistance Pro Wrestling. Before we go, got to, bring you to the wrestling things like 3 or 4 times. That was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of good memories from that. It kind of bummed me out when I heard Billy was leaving that, but then at the same time, you don't have to worry about going to those every month or so and coming all the way out to the suburbs and finding a ride home.
That was the hard part.
Yeah.
And spending all these other people got to sleep in at least. I had to spend the whole day. My whole day was taken up because I had to, all those trains.
Sure. Yeah, and literally I picked him up one time at like 8 at night and he had been up since 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's when I think it was during that like early day episode.
Last summer or something.
Yeah, we were doing it like very early in the day, in the afternoon show. And you were gracious enough to take me in.
Sure. But yeah, you see these events go on, you don't realize all the, sacrifices these guys make to even be able to do this fun
physical thing. Physical and mental.
Yeah, physically and mentally. Yeah. But yeah, you still talk to a lot of those guys, like Josephus? Or?
Yeah, I got, he hosted me last summer when I was doing that big southern tour, I call it. Well, I was doing this like Kentucky, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, Louisiana.
That's awesome.
Well, he was nice enough to take me in to their home because I ended up checking in, reserving a room at a really dump hotel.
Okay, sure.
Because, Expedia said Metro Center. So I thought it was probably in the middle of the city, but basically it was almost like where you live.
Gotcha.
It was just a little track.
30 minutes away.
Yeah, and the closest thing to you was your like gas station.
Mm-hmm.
It took me like probably from the airport to the hotel, the dump hotel, $40, and from a hotel to some out of the way venue for the sawmill. But that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Wrestling group is called. That could also be another $40.
That's crazy.
I was just in a lot of stress, but being able to stay with the Hudsons, Josephus and his wife Anita, that was nice.
That was great, huh?
Yes.
Real nice guy. And he's got a band, too, I heard, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the Exists, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's really talented. So, anyways, I don't want to keep you running this thing too long, so I'll let you sign off.
Yeah, definitely. Jesse, thanks for having me over in Glen Ellen. Look for a monthly episode of Jesse Unplugged. We'll be doing it about a whole wide variety of things. Check it out. Check out my site at andydare.com. Follow Jesse at jesseanderson39.
Yes.
jesseanderson39. And, yeah, Facebook, say hi to Jesse. So, yes, look forward to hearing another episode soon. This is Andy signing off for Jesse Unplugged. And any last words, Jesse?
This was fun.
Nice.
Thank you for taking the time to do this with me.
Hey, you're very welcome. Until next time, this is Jesse Unplugged.